Waterside Wake Up here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. It is 7:46, Wednesday, February 22nd, 27 degrees, and it is time for Community Matters. Jason Raby in with us here today, and how you doing, Jason?
Pretty good. Blew over in the cold wind.
Yeah, I know. It's been so nice, and here we are going to have a couple of cold days, but it'll bounce back.
That's right. Yeah. Yep, getting towards the end.
All right, speaking of, it's kind of end of February, heading into March, and what do we got going on today?
Well, sure. Well, I thought, today I'd take time to talk a little bit about everybody's, the property valuations that we all got here at the end of last week. And, it's obviously something that there's some concern out there. I got my own, and it was up about 30% almost. So it makes you question and wonder what's going on. And I thought, this is obviously a 30-minute to an hour conversation, but we'll try to give a condensed version here. And then also, at the end, talk about, feel free to come talk to me and et cetera to try to get more information. But, the tax valuation, the assessed valuation, and then what you actually pay in property taxes are, they're kind of separate, but they are related. Mm-hmm. They're kind of a separate but related issue. So it's good to couch it that way. And then it helps you as a taxpayer and as a citizen, whether you're in the city limits or in the county or in a different city in our county, understand what's the next steps that you need to do to either better understand it or to say, hey, this, I don't believe this valuation is correct. So think of it as an equation when you're doing your property taxes. And so currently we know one variable. We just got this new variable. Mm-hmm. And that would be what your individual property is worth. We don't know the other components necessarily of the equation just yet, because that first variable will be used in July and August when the county and the city and the school district are setting their budgets. So that's when that impact, if there is any, will maybe be felt. So I think it's important for people to understand that, including myself, as I've researched this a little bit, is saying, hey, the first thing I need to focus on if I feel my valuation's incorrect or I have questions about how it got there is to reach out to the county appraiser. That's their job function, is to assess, evaluate, appraise properties. And by reaching out to them, you're going to better understand their process, perhaps how they derive the number, and also the process to possibly appeal that number if you don't feel that that's mm-hmm. accurate. If you know your neighborhood and you may know it even better than what the appraiser is seeing that from the county. And so that's kind of the first step that I would say you would need to focus on as a taxpayer, because like I said, we're dealing with that equation, and that's an important part of it. So it's easy to skip ahead, and then you don't have that fixed in the long run, because you're going to want to make sure your property is valued in the long run. And obviously that does float around. If we have a big market crash, you could see that trend down. I've seen that over the years. So that's, like I said, one part of that tax equation variable. The other aspect of it is obviously understanding your property tax bill and having, if you have questions about that and say, hey, I wonder, where's my property tax dollars going and how is that getting spent? And I think sometimes it's easy to forget, how that's made up, and that will help you understand, like, who I need to talk to or who do I need to approach to say, hey, I've got questions about the revenue and I've got questions about budgets, et cetera. So I'm going to give you an easy example. So, if let's say in the city limits of Beloit, because that's what mm-hmm. I deal with, obviously. You open your city tax bill, and we're just going to use an easy number for mathematics here, and your property tax bill will be $3,000, right? Again, there's all sorts of things behind that, but there's three main taxing entities that you're going to pay to when you pay that bill. So it's Mitchell County would be the largest one, and then the city, and then the school district. So I think that's important to note as you deal with that, because it's easy to see that, say, you're upset with one particular entity. Say, hey, what were they doing with all that money? Well, that's still a valid question, but it's a three-pronged right. question. In that $3,000 example, you'd be paying the school district $690 out of that $3,000, the city $870, and the county would be about $1,388. And you're saying, well, where's the other? There's a few dollars there that the state puts on the mm-hmm. post-rock. I mean, you're talking 50, 60 bucks. So you can kind of see, it's about 29% city, 24% school, and 40 3%, if my memory serves, county. So that's going to help you understand, hey, how do I need to approach this and get those questions answered? And from the city's perspective, you know, I'm always, and in fact, I enjoy people reaching out to me and talking to me and you know, come and set up a time to better understand it and learn from it. And obviously, there's always ways that we want to improve and do better with what we have, but the best way to understand it is just to get educated, right. You know, and I've done that over the years myself. You know, I was private sector and ran for office and tried to understand it myself. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to have that time with you. So you can just simply reach out to me by calling me at 785-534-3439 or calling the city office and saying, hey, is Jason in? He's got 10 minutes to talk to me about it and maybe right. better explain this. And I'd love to do that. And that gives you more tools and weapons to understand that.
So. And I'm sure it, not only with the school district, but also within the city and the county, you know, you talk about the county being 43% and the yeah. city being 20 yep. some. There are dozens of things that go into each one of those that,
sure.
that add
yeah.
up to the
yeah,
six
and,
too,
and that's so. Why and that's why I lay those out, because that'll allow you to say, hey, I'm going to reach out to my commissioner and say, where's that going? And or the school superintendent, say, what are you doing with that? And better understand that. And again, you can see their municipal budgets and the school budgets and the county budgets online. So I think it's been it's definitely something to have a valid concern about when you see that valuation jump and trying to understand it. So I think it's raised a good conversation in our community, but I think it's one of those that, you know, like I said, it's kind of a separate but related issue because it's a variable. So you want to make sure that first variable, right. that valuation is correct, you know, mm-hmm. because that is going to affect future variables. And, you know, it's really tough to talk about because we have to talk about it in generalities, but it's a nuanced discussion.
Right.
And so that's what's really difficult is it's hard for me to say for each individual property what the end result will necessarily be because some people's went up more than others, you know, and we look at the whole. And so, but that's where a sit down and a talk through can be a lot more beneficial than
right.
trying to text a little bit yeah. and say, here's what it is, because there's so much, there's just detail. It's not really complicated. It's just nuanced, you
yeah.
know, and that's what makes it tough. So like I said, that's out there to you know, please reach out, because I enjoy talking about it and trying to help people understand and understand where the issues lie. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, anything else you wanted to touch upon?
No,
here
not
today?
Really.
All
I think
right,
that was the big one.
Yeah,
so.
The fun stuff. Right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for coming
yes.
in, and
thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you next month.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Community Matters. We're brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems here on Katy Country 94.